a rocket engine that can operate in temperatures colder than outer space itself. That's what India just successfully tested. But today, we're not here to talk about rocketry. We're here to dive into the fascinating world of current affairs. On 2nd March 2026, India witnessed several significant developments that made headlines worldwide. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney held delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House, New Delhi, formally launching negotiations for a Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, CEPA, with the release of Terms of Reference, TOR. This development is crucial because India set a bilateral trade target of $50 billion by 2030, a target that is more than six times the current trade volume between the two nations. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India-Canada CEPA was launched on 2nd March 2026 at Hyderabad House, New Delhi. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney took office in March 2025, succeeding Justin Trudeau. The trade target between the two nations is $50 billion by 2030, a significant increase from the current trade volume of approximately $8 to $9 billion. What makes CEPA unique is that it covers not only goods but also services, investment, and intellectual property, making it broader than a traditional free trade agreement, FTA. The CEPA network is an essential aspect of India's economic diplomacy. India has already signed CEPA agreements with the UAE, Australia, and Mauritius. Negotiations with the European Union, the United Kingdom, and Canada had been stalled, but the launch of the India-Canada CEPA negotiations is a significant step forward. This development is crucial for India's economic growth and expansion into new markets. Exercise Vayu Shakti 26, the Indian Air Force's premier firepower demonstration exercise, was conducted at the Pokhran Field Firing Range in Jaisalmer, Rajasthan. The exercise featured over 130 aircraft in a simulated live combat theater format, a first for the Indian Air Force. The participating aircraft included Rafale, Su-30 MKI, Mirage 2000, Mi-29, Jaguar, Hawk, C-130J, C-295 C-17 ALH Dhruv, and LCH Prachand. The Pokhran Field Firing Range is a significant location because it is also the site of India's nuclear tests, including the Pokhran I, Operation Smiling Buddha in 1974, and Pokhran II, Operation Shakti in 1998. Exercise Vayu Shakti 26 showcased the Indian Air Force's capabilities and its ability to demonstrate firepower in a simulated combat environment. The Indian Navy, in collaboration with the Indian Air Force and the Southern Air Command, conducted Exercise Kalari Leap, a joint maritime exercise over the Lakshadweep and Minicol Archipelago in the Arabian Sea. The exercise focused on maritime domain awareness, inter-service coordination, and protecting India's island territories and exclusive economic zone, EEZ. Lakshadweep is India's only coral atoll territory, strategically significant in the Arabian Sea, proximate to major shipping lanes. India's EEZ extends 200 nautical miles from the baseline. The Southern Air Command is headquartered at Thiruvananthapuram. Joint exercises between the IAF, Navy, and Coast Guard reflect India's integrated theater command's push. In Zanjadeep, India's third anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, ASW-SWC, was commissioned on 28 February 2026 at Chennai Port. In Zanjadeep was built by GRSE, a defense PSU under the Ministry of Defense, which also built the LCVPs for INS Vikrant. ASW capability is critical as the Indian Ocean sees increasing submarine activity from China, PLAN. India's indigenization push under IDX and BITS Defence Corridor targets 70% domestic procurement by 2027. The Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO successfully conducted 3 consecutive flight trials of the VSHORADS, Very Short Range Air Defense System, missile at the Integrated Test Range, ITR, in Chandipur, Odisha. VSHORADS is a man-portable air defense system, MANPADS, designed to destroy low-altitude aerial threats including aircraft, helicopters, UAVs, and drones. It is developed indigenously under the Atmanirbhar Bharat initiative as a replacement for the aging IGLA, Russian MANPADS, in service with the Indian Army and Air Force. DRDO's VSHORADS is distinct from the SkySting, a sixth-generation beyond-visual-range air-to-air missile, VARAM, developed by Israel. BVRAMs engage targets beyond pilot visual range at extended distances. India's indigenous Baram is the Astra, developed by DRDO, which has a Mach 4 plus speed and is integrated on the Su-30 MKI and Tejas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi became the first Indian Prime Minister to address the Israeli Knesset and the first Indian Prime Minister to receive the Medal of the Knesset. He visited Yad Vashem, Israel's Holocaust Memorial in Jerusalem, and signed bilateral agreements covering geophysical exploration, maritime heritage, culture, digital payments, agriculture, AI, fisheries, and cybersecurity. India-Israel relations were upgraded to a strategic partnership in 2017 during Modi's first visit to Israel. Germany announced a 20 million grant to India under a climate resilience initiative, with the announcement made by German State Secretary Joachim Flasbarth. The initiative targets 5 ecological zones, the Himalayas, island regions, the Western Ghats, Northeast India, and the lower Gangetic floodplains. Interventions include forest restoration, biodiversity corridors, flood control infrastructure, and groundwater recharge projects. The initiative supports India's National Adaptation Plan, NAP, which is India's framework for building long-term climate resilience. Tamil Nadu inaugurated its first dark sky park at Ariyur Shola Reserve Forest, Kolli Hills, Namakkal District, at a cost of 1 crore. The park features 3 advanced telescopes and solar-powered infrastructure and is operational from 15th January to 15th June annually. India's first official dark sky park was designated at Panch Tiger Reserve, Madhya Pradesh, in 2024. Dark sky parks are designated areas with minimal light pollution, enabling astronomical observation and raising awareness about the harm of artificial light pollution to wildlife, ecosystems, and human health. Now, let us examine the UPSC relevance of these developments. The India-Canada CEPA negotiations, the exercise Vayushakti 26, the INS Anjadeep commissioning, the DRDO's VSHORADS trials, PM Modi's Israel visit, the India-Germany Climate Resilience Initiative, and the Tamil Nadu Dark Sky Park are all significant developments that have implications for the UPSC exam. In the prelims, you can expect questions on the following topics: India-Canada CEPA, Terms of Reference, Mark Carney, Vayushakti 26, Pokhran, LCH Prachand, Rafael, Kalari Leap, Lakshadweep, Southern Air Command, INS Anjadeep, GRSE, ASW SWC, Anjadeep Island, Karwar, VSHORADS, MANPADS, Chandipur ITR, SkySting, Israel, Baram, PM Modi's Israel visit, Yad Vashem, Medal of the Knesset, India-Germany Climate Resilience, 20M NAP, Tamil Nadu Dark Sky Park, Kolli Hills, Namakkal, Panch, and Debrigad. Wildlife Sanctuary. In the mains GS2, you can expect questions on India-Canada relations, India-Israel relations, and India's neighborhood and major power diplomacy. In the mains GS3, you can expect questions on defense indigenization, India's semiconductor policy, and malaria elimination. In conclusion, the developments of 2 March 2026 are significant not only for India's economic and defense sectors but also for its climate resilience and environmental conservation efforts. As you prepare for the UPSC exam, Remember to stay up to date with current affairs and examine the implications of these developments for the exam. The key facts and numbers that you have learned today will be essential for your revision and preparation.